Vayter and Shaspir are in Daf Gimel. Picking it up three lines down, the middle of the line, towards the end of the word Tanya. Tanya. So, now we're taking a look a little bit further. We can see we were just left off with the concept of how do we know where we do the Nesachim, Nisachamayim. So, Tanya, says it by itself. Abinasan Omer, Bakodesh Hasech Nesesh Shechai La Hashem. Which should sound very familiar. Bakodesh Hasech Nesesh Shechai La Hashem. So, the Pasuk is talking about by the carbon tamid, and it says that we do what? Bakodesh means on the Kodesh, means on the Mizbeach. Haseich Nesich Shechar LaHashem. We go and we pour a Nesachim or libations. Shechar LaHashem, something which is like wine. So Hashem, B'shnei Nesachim, Nesuchin, HaKosim, B'daber. The Pasuk is talking about two different types of libations. Echad Nesach HaMayim, V'echad Nesach HaYayin. One of them being water, and the other one being wine. So the fact that it says, HaKodesh, HaSeich, Nesach, and it pulls that double shtickle over there, therefore we know that one of that's where it's a reference also to the idea of Nesach HaMayim. Says the Gemara, but who says? Who says? And we're talking about Yudachama. Why don't we see both of them are really talking about over their wine? Two different nesachim of wine, and therefore you don't have a makor from there to tell you the concept of the nesachim of mayim. And just going, im kain lichtov kra, oh haseich haseich, oh naseich naseich. Let it use a double lushan of the same type. Why does it switch? My haseich nesach that it uses two different types, ha and ne, shamat shamat shamas mina, chad demayev chad dechamer. So we learn from there that one of them is talking about wine, and one is talking about water, and one is talking about a wine. Now, we saw yesterday that there are a number of different ideas and understandings of when we start saying what's known as Gevuras Geshamim. When do we start saying Mashav Ruach Merde Geshem? And now we're going to go ahead and see a Mishnah and see if it falls in line with any of them. Elahadatan, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. The Mishnah says that you do Nisach HaMayim, the water that you said during the Sukkahs, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, because of the wine, the water libation, they would do that every single day for 7 days. Mani, who is that going like? E Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to say it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we started to say Gevuras Geshem when he said on day 8. That's when we started saying it. So, Nemechad Yoma, according to him, if it's on day 8, that's only one day. So, therefore, you should only have the Nisach HaMayim is only one day. E Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva, who says that's day 6 that it starts, this is all quoted from yesterday, then Trey Yomi should have day 6 and day 7. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, if you want to say it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, he says that it starts on day 2, the whole shtickle of Mayim, Mem Yud Mem, right, then Shita Yom, then should be 6 days, day 2 through day 7. So, therefore, we got ourselves a bit of a problem, because nobody here seems to be saying, like the Mishnah says in Sukkah, that it's going to be 7 days. It says Gemara, Le'ola, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira here. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. We just said a second ago, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, then it's only going to be 6 days. So we say, no, Severe Lake, Rabbi Yehuda Damasnisa, and he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. That nine, we learned in the Mishnah, of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, another one is found in Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belog HaYimanasich Kol Shmona. They used to go ahead, and when they would bring the Nisach HaMayim, it would be done with a log, and they do it for 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. There's a machlokas over there in Maseches Sukkah as per whether or not you do Nisach HaMayim on the 8th day as well. So we see that he doesn't agree that you do it all 8 days, but he does agree that you do it on the 8th day. So therefore, if you do it on the 8th day, so then you end up having that there are now 7 days from 2 until 8. So we see that he holds a Rabbi Yehuda in reference to how much there is and how many days, and the fact that the 8th day is included. Umapik Risha, and Umayel Shmini. And you get rid of the first day because Yehuda Maseira says it starts on day 2. Umayel Shmini, and add in the 8th day, and therefore you end up having a full 7 days. Says Gemara, Nahor Adar, Umayishna Rishon Delo. Why are we not including the first day? The Chirimiza Mayim, because when it starts the idea of the Rimazim that happened on day 2, on day 6, and day 7, that there's an extra Mem, an extra Yud, an extra Mem, which is about the word Mayim. So the Chirimiza Mayim, Bashini Hudurimiza, it starts on day 2. Shmini Nami, but day 8 also, Chirimiza Mayim. It ends, the last remez, the last hint, it finishes on day 7. And therefore, we exclude day 1 because it only starts the mem on day 2. And we shall exclude day 8 because the last mem is found in day 7. So therefore, it should be only 2, 3, 5, 6, and not including 7, not including day 8. And therefore, it's only 6 days, not 7 days. So the Gemara says, in the Chinam, a good point, Ella Rabbi Yehoshua, he must be, it's Rabbi Yehoshua. The Mishnah in Sukkah, who says that Nisach HaMayim is for 7 days. I'm sorry, that Simcha, that the, yeah, that Nisa Chamayim is 7 days. We're going to say now it's Rabbi Yehoshua. We had a kasha a second ago that we only do on the 8th day, and therefore Nisa Chamayim should only be on the 8th day. Nisa Chamayim, Kol Shiva Hilchasa, so the answer is that the Nisa Chamayim, Kol Shiva Hilchasa Gemirullah, it is Allah Chalamosh Misinai that we do that. The Amar of Ami Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bekas Bishchorsa, Ish Bekas, and this is something we've seen a number of times so far in Shah, a few times, Beis Chorsan, Esenetios, and Arava, Venisa Chamayim, Halachal Moshe Misinai. We're going to read that one more time. I added the location of where he's from into it again. Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bekas Beis Chorsan. This is a fellow named Rabbi Nechunya who lived in a place in a valley of Beis Chorsan. He said the following, Esenetios, the Halacha in reference to Esenetios. We have to stop working the fields even 30 days before Shemitah, unless you have an area which has at least Eser Netios. Netios are saplings. The trees haven't yet grown strong. If you have at least 10 within an area known as a Besa, then you could even do it up until Rosh Hashanah itself. That's one thing. Arava, the fact that they would go and put the Arava, which is a Aravos, you know, a willow, they would put in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they come over there and Sukkah as a machlokas, what exactly they'd do. They'd walk around with it, or they would stand it up straight and walk around it. That, Venisa Chamayim, in fact, Venisa Chamayim, Halachal Moshe Misinai, all these are Halachal Moshe Misinai, and therefore it's okay, we're fine, even though we're dealing with the case here with Rabbi Yeshua, who says it's only day 8 that you do Gvis Geshamim, then nonetheless he would still say, Halachal Moshe Misinai, you have 7 days of Nisach Hamayim. Rashi says this next part starts off like an Amar Mar. It's Ke'en Amar Mar who Klomar Minon Le'el Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We're going back to something which he said before. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. However, Lefnei HaTeva B'Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag. And this, my friends, again, we mentioned this yesterday. However, Lefnei HaTeva, someone goes ahead and they go to Daven on the Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag, the very last day of Sukkot. Known in this context, known as Shmini Atzeres HaAchron, the last one, meaning Musaf, Masker, he says, Mashiv Ruach, Mordeg Hashem, HaRishon Eina Masker, but the first one doesn't say it. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Masker, the first one finishes off the whole season by saying, Mashiv Ruach, Mordeg Hashem, HaAchron Eina Masker, but the second one by Musaf Redi does not say it. Now, this name over here was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehoshua, we're saying over here, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Now the question is, which Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yehoshua is this? We're going to try a few different answers, and we're going to come up with someone totally new, which we haven't brought up yet. Hey, Rabbi Yehoshua, which Rabbi Yehoshua is this working in? Elam Rabbi Yehoshua the Masnigs, and you want to say it's Rabbi Yehoshua of our Mishnah? Can't be, because Ha'amar B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag Hu Maskir. Once you say it like that, that would mean even in Shachris. But this statement, which you're dealing with, is saying you only start by Musaf. El Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa. Must Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa. Ha'amar Mishas Hanachaso. The Gemara says, can't be. Can't say it's Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. Because Rabbi Yeshua the Braisa says, Ha'amar Mishas Hanachaso. He says that you go and you start saying Mashav Ruach at the time that you go ahead and you put down the Lula of the Esau Gadas and the Ravas, you finish it off. And that means it's already started by Marv, but according to this new Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, it's talking about already the next day, so can't be him. Vesu, furthermore, Hadatanya, we know we have an Abraisa which says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum ben Beseira. Interesting. So we said a second ago, it says Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, and now we have Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Ben Beseira. Over lefnei teva b'yom tov achon shel chag, someone goes up in front of, you know, to daven for the amud on the last day of chag, ha'achron maskir, the second one does it. Okay, it's like we said, the same statements we just said, Rabbi Yehuda named Rabbi Yehoshua, and now we're saying, but we couldn't figure out which one it's talking about, and now we have one named Ben Beseira. So, hey, Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira are we talking about here? Ilema, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, I'm going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, ha'amar b'sheni b'chag u'masker, he already said that you start saying Mashav Ruach Mordeg Hashem on the second day of Sukkot. So, clearly, it's not going to be him who said this statement is saying it's done on the eighth day. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, the hey, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. Who is it? It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. That's why sometimes it says in the name of Yehoshua, and sometimes it says in the name of Ben Beseira, someone we haven't seen yet. Zimin de Karle Bishmei, sometimes you call him of Yehuda by his name. Rabbi Yehoshua, sometimes you call him by Rabbi Yehoshua. Zimin de Karle Bishmei Adab, and sometimes you call him by his father's name. And he would say Ben Becerra. V'ha mekmei delismichu. That one, when we call him Ben Becerra, is before he got smicha. V'ha levasa delismichu. And this one is talking about after he got smicha. So after he got smicha, it's by his name. Beforehand, it's in his father's name. Before smicha, Rashi says, four lines up from the bottom in the middle, he says, makmei delismichu. V'lo hava, before that, lo v'chashiv, v'kar li b'shmei davur, call by his father's name. Behind the kar li b'shmei denafshe, Rabbi Yoshua handled the butter of the samchu. That's after he got smicha. Beautiful. Period. Now, Tana, we learned in a brisa. We're going to move into a whole shtickle right now about the lashonos that we say. You know, we say Masha v'ruach ha'morid ha'geshem, but there's some that say, at least Nusach Sfard and Eretz Yisrael also say morid ha'tol, or even there are those that would say Masha v'ruach ha'morid ha'tol. Do we have to say that? Do we not say that? How does that fit into the whole idea of Shmoneh Esrei? Tana, betal uviruchos, when it comes to tal, which is dew and ruchos, and the wind, lo chivu chachamim lahaskir, the chachamim don't, they said you don't have to do it. You say, mashiv aruch, morid hageshem, really the ikar part is morid hageshem, mashiv aruch is not, and also tal we don't say. Rashi says, third line up in the middle, betal viruchos, mashiv aruch, morid hatal, lo chivu chachamim lahaskir, filu bimos hageshamim, they never were mechayiv someone to do and say it. Ve'imba lahaskir, and if you want to do it, Maskir, go ahead. They don't say you can't. You can if you like, but it's not necessary to do something in my time, but why not? Rav Chanina, he says, Lefisha ain't that sarn, because they're never held back. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Lefisha ain't that sarn, shall Malay hain ain't all the Maskayim. Without them, the world wouldn't be able to go ahead and survive. So when it depends on like the season, then we have to make sure that we're saying it. But when it's not dependent on the season, it's constant, so we don't say it. It's because it has to be there for sure. Without it, the word wouldn't be able to survive. Vital minon delomayat. So how do we know that dew is never held back, that we always have dew going on? Dew is that in the early morning, you touch the grass, you feel the area is wet. How do we know that it's never going to be stopped? As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Melachim, Eliyahu HaNavi is really not happy with Achav, and therefore he ends up holding back rain for a number of years. The pasuk says, "V'yomer Elio Hatish b'mitoshevei Gilad de'Achav." He said to Achav, "Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amadati Lefanav." Long live the king, right? Living me talking about Hashem. Asher Amadati Lefanav, that I'm standing in front of him. Im Yiyeh Hashanam Ha'ilu Talu Matar Ki Im Lefi Dvari. Taking the lashon of Shavu over here, saying Chai Hashem, that there's not going to be dew, there's not going to be rain all the years, except according to Devari, my word. Uksiv, and then we have another statement which is said, this is talking about a pasuk which comes up later, there was 3 years, and then Hashem comes to Leo and he says to him, Leich Heira'el Achav ve'etna mater alpanei adam. It says, go in front of Achav, and I'm going to give him rain. V'yilu tal lo kamerle, but it doesn't say anything about tal. My time, why doesn't it say tal? Well, we said he's going to hold back tal and rain. Now he says, that go give him the rain. Answer is, Mishum, beep, turn the page. Lamed, gimel on the base. Delo me'atzar, because do never really stopped in the first place. Rashi says, li'olam, afilu ba'osan shalom, even during those years, there still was do the entire time. It was only rain that stopped. So like the Gemara, but didn't he swear about that? Like, why didn't it stop? V'chimei achet delo me'atzar, if you're telling me that it's never held back, then Elio ishtabui lamele, why did he go ahead and he swear about it? Rashi explains that, im yiyashanam ha'elu tal umatar, ki im lefi devari halo netzar. He made this shavu over here, but actually never ended up stopping. So why did he mention that? Halchi kamerle, he says, this is what he meant, this is really what he was saying. Afilu tal debracha nami lo asi. What he was saying to him is not that there's not going to be any tal, but it says, afilu tal debracha nami lo asi. Even the tal of bracha is not going to come, which means the stuff that's going to be during this time period is just not going to help you. It's not going to work. Says the Gemara, okay, so v'lahadre l'tal bracha. Then why doesn't he bring back that as well? So why is Hashem saying to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, just tell him he's going to bring back the rain. Why does he say he's also going to tell him to bring the tal? Bisham de lominka milsa, because tal is not something which is recognizable. You don't notice it like you notice rain is missing. And therefore, he didn't want to give him an opening to be able to say, oh, you see, nothing really happened over here. So therefore, they dealt with the stuff which is open and obvious. Nonetheless, we see that the idea of tal never stops. Therefore, there's no idea of saying, if a person doesn't say, you don't say the idea of tal, so then you don't have to, because it's something which is necessary for the entire year. Okay, so that addresses the point where we're talking about the idea of the Tal. What about the Ruchos? Ruchos, we dropped the word Ella. Ruchos minolin delimatzer. How do we know that the wind never stops? Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Damar Kol, the Pasuk says, Ki ka'aba Ruchos ha-shamayim, pirasti eschem num Hashem. Like the four Ruchos of the heavens, I spread you out, so says the Lord. Now, my Carmelo. What in the world is he? What does this mean? What is Hashem speaking about when he's talking about the Yidden? Elam ahachi karmelu akadosh baruch hu lisa. This is what he's saying. Divdar tinchu be'arba ruche da'alma. I spread you out to the four corners of the earth, of the world. Ihachi ki'arba. And he should have said, why say ki'arba? Be'arba min boyle. He should have said the four corners. Why are you saying like the four corners? Just like it's impossible for the world to exist without having any wind, it's going to get too hot. The world's got to, Rashi says, it's just, it would just bake itself. It's got to be cooled down. You have to like a coolant going on, you know, like a fan in your computer system. So kach if shall the olam below Yisrael, so too it can't be, the world cannot exist without Bnei Yisrael. Ah, says Rashi, b'dol Yisrael, sheina olam eskayim ela b'shvil Yisrael. V'hachi amakor, ki kedalad ruchos ha-shamayim peirasti eschem. Like the kedalad ruchos, the four different directions of the heavens. I spread you out, l'ruchos ha-olam k'deshi eskayim. In order that the world should be able to be upheld, shenemar, im lo berisi yomim v'layla chukos shamayim ba'oyetz l'samti. I need you to be here in order for the world to actually go and exist. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach, b'mosachama. Therefore, during the mosachama, chama means the hot months, during the sunny months, meaning when it's between Pesach and Sukkot. Amar Mashiv Haruach, Ein Machzir Nasov. A person says the lashon of Mashiv Haruach, not Mashiv Haruach, but Geshem. But if he just says words Mashiv Haruach, then it's okay, but don't send them back. He could do such a thing because without that, it's there anyway. It has to be there. We need it. Amar Morid Ageshem. If you said Morid Ageshem, Machzir Nosodan, sorry, we make you go back because that's a problem. Because Morid Ageshem, there are times when the Geshem does stop. And therefore, when we need it to stop at certain times, it's going to be a klala. Some klala that happens during that time, it's bad for the crops. We most like Shavim, we flip it now. During the winter months, Lomar Mashiv Ruach and Machzir Nosodan. If he didn't say Mashiv Ruach, we don't make him go back because you don't have to be saying because it's there the whole year anyway. Then we send them back. Then not only that, even if someone, let's say, would say a lashon of Mavir Ruach Hashem, he removes the wind, and he makes the tal fly away. Even so, in Machzir Naso, we don't go and send him back. As Rashi says, the lo me'atzri, because it doesn't stop ever. Weiter. Tana ba'avim uveruchos lo chivucham lahazkir. When it comes to the idea of clouds or wind, we don't have to go ahead and mention them at all. Rashi says ba'avim is a lashon of, we would say, mekasher avim, that goes and brings together and connects the clouds. Bimba lahazkir, if someone wants to go and do it, maskir, then they're welcome to, they know they can mention it. My taima, what's pshat that you don't have to be saying it? Mishum dilabatri, because these are things that never stop. So the Gemara, Vilma Atzri, is that really true? You're saying clouds and wind, we have them all the time. V'atani Rav Yosef, V'atzar es Hashamayim, right? We say this in Shema, V'atzar es Hashamayim. What happens? Hashem is going to stop the Shemayim, is going to hold back the Shemayim. Mina Ovim, Mina Ruchos, meaning from clouds and from wind. Ata Omer Mina Ovim, Mina Ruchos, or Yina Olam Mina Matar. Maybe it means rain. Who says it means wind and clouds? It can't be. You know why? Because you Omer, V'lo yamatar. The next part of the pasuk is V'lo yamatar. That kind of rain. So it must be the first part talking about clouds and wind. Harimatar amar. Hamani mekayim ba'atzar es ha-shamayim. Mina avim mina ruchos. So what he's saying that it's not true that these things stop. That's the Gemara. Kasha ruchos ha-ruchos. Kasha avim avim. So if a kasha ruchos ha-ruchos, because one brisa says that they're never held back. They're never meyatzar. And the other one says that, yeah, the times you're not going to have a kasha avim avim. The same question. That's Gemara. Avim, avim, lo kasha. When it comes to clouds, that's not a kasha. Favos, because ha, becharfe, ha, be'afli. We have the early clouds and the later clouds, right? The early clouds means the ones that come before the rain. And that's the brisa that says that they never hold back the clouds. That's the ones that come before the rain. Ha, be'afli, and then we're talking about the later clouds when they come after the fact. That can be held back. Ruchos ruchos lo kasha. Wind is not a kasha either. Why? Because haba ruach mitzuya, haba ruach she'ena mitzuya. Once talking about a ruach mitzuya, and that is a wind that is normally found, that's something which will always have a ruach mitzuya. And ruach she'ena mitzuya, those are times that are going to be held back. Rashi says, she'ena mitzuya, k'siv va'atzar, v'afil ha'achi lo chayvu al-asker, d'saigi le'ba mitzuya. Ruchos lo matzi de terutze, haba chayfi haba ba'afli d'ruach, bein b'matar, bein b'lamatar, lo matzi k'ar b'chorcho. Okay, fine. The point is that, we say here is that ruach mitzuya is something which always be ruach she'ena mitzuya, is sometimes it could stop. Okay, but now we have a problem because we know that the regular winds will always be here, but the other ones not always going to be here. So that says Gemara, Ruach Shena Metsuya, Chazi Lebedari. It's something which is necessary in order to go out and separate. Rashi says Legorin for the threshing floor, Lizros Akashim and Atfua, the Chayev Lahaskir. There are times when it is necessary that we're going to need it to go and separate, let the wind go out and remove the chaff from the grain that we have in the goren. So therefore it's something which maybe we should be saying during certain times. It says Gemara, nah, we don't need it because Afshar Benafasa. Maybe we wouldn't need to do it because you can do it with a napa and a kavar. You can do it with a sifter, a sieve, so you don't need the wind. Tana Avim Ruchushnios Lamatar. Clouds and wind are Shnios Lamatar, second to rain. Rashi says, Kim Achima Ilus Kamatar Atzmo. It almost helps as much as rain itself does, but not just as much, but it's very good. Hey Chidam, what exactly are we talking about when you say clouds and wind? Amr Ulavitib Rabbi Huda, the Basar Mitra. It's talking about clouds and wind that come after it rains. After it rains, it comes. That's going to be very good for it. Rashi says, Avim Veruchos Shalach Hamatar is, exactly what we just said is good. Now, the Memra, the Malusahi. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that wind that comes after it rains, that's good? Vaksev, we know we have a pasuk which seems to show not like that. In the Tochacha, Yitin Hashem is Matai Atzacha, Avak Va'afar. Hashem is going to make the rain of the land dust and dirt. Varma Ulu V'item Rav Yehuda Zika Debasa Mitra. He says that, what does it mean? What's it talking about? It means there's going to be a wind that's going to be after the rain. And the wind is after the rain is going to cause all the dirt to come, and it's going to mess everything up, which means it seems to be that the wind that comes after is something which is going to be bad. But you just said that it's going to be good. Lokasha. Hada'asa nicha, hada'asa razia. It depends if it's coming gently or it's coming intensely. Had the mala avak. One of them goes ahead. The one that comes intense, that's going to make avak. That's going to be dirt, and that's going to be bad. And ha, the lo bala avak. The other one, which is very chill, just relaxed, that's something which is not going to bring up the dirt. And that's what we mean when it's something which is good. V'amar Rav Yehuda, another statement we said. V'amar Rav Yehuda, zika the baser mitra kimitra. Says that when you have wind that comes after rain, again, it's almost as good as it again. Rashi says, Shnius Lamatak at the Kalambitu Sefta. It's second to the idea of rain itself. It's really good. Even the Basamitra Kemitra. And also clouds that come after when it rains is almost as good as the rain itself. Shimsha the Basamitra Kitre Mitre. If you have sun that comes after it rains, it's like it rained twice. Super duper good. Limaute mai. This is coming to my mind. What? You see all these things good. This is good. That's good. This is good. That's good. What isn't good? What's something which is not going to be good after it goes and it rains? Limaute gilhi delelia vishimsha de beni karche. Gilhi delelia, Rashi calls it, where is that over there? Where'd you go over there? Ishta Barak Laila. It's like a lightning in the night. When these flashes of light that happen in the nighttime, Vishimsha de Beni Karcha, and the sun that comes, literally, like the word Karcha means bald. So when you have sun that's shooting through an open area, Rashi says that we're talking about Shabena oven, this clouds, and there's like a concentrated light that opens up, and it looks like someone who's bald, because he has a little bit of hair over here, and then he's an open area over there. And that's not good. That's something which is going to be not good. Amarava, Mali Talga Lature Kichamshe Mitre La'ara. Snow, Talga is in the lotion of Sheleg. Mali Talga Lature, because Tuf and Shin can be interchangeable. So we have Talga, Shalga, Sheleg, snow. Snow is good to Lature, to mountains, like five rains are to the ground. Shenamar kila sheleg yomer heve aretz v'geshem matar v'geshem mitras uzo. Five different lishonos of rain. So we see that snow is really good for the mountains. At least one more Amarav over here. Amarav, Talga Liture, snow from mountains. Snow is good for mountains. Mitra Razia Lilane. Rain is good for Ilane, or trees, but Mitra Razia, which means an intense rain, is good for the trees. Mitra Nicha Lepere, and you have rain, which is relaxed and just, chill. That's good for Pere, for fruits. Rashi says, you have for the Peris HaTavua. It's good for the stuff that grows on the ground. Beep, turn the page. Dalam and Aleph. Or fila, afilu lepartsida, the tuse, kala mahanyale. When you have, orfila is a type of rain which is also very relaxed. Rashi says, gishamim dekim kach, the gishamim dakim, kach shmok de la kamon. It's like drizzling. That's something which is good. As Rashi points out to the seeds that are underneath the gush of karkas, underneath a piece of the ground itself, the seeds that are beneath the ground, it's good for orfila. My orfila, what's this lashon orfila? Uru pile, it means wake up. Uru pile means cracks, meaning whatever seeds that are found in those cracks over there, they're going to be woken up from this type of rain. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great day.